Begin the current daf. Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Nun. We begin on Melach. We begin with Tezer Masel. This begins with the Gemara. Malihu or Malichaveri. What's the difference between him or if it's his friend? Tezer can explain that don't say that he's telling his friend to hire workers tomorrow. Because we learned in the Mishnah that a person not a lot of hire workers in Shabbos and Mishnah and on. He can't even tell his friend to hire workers. But the Gemara asks, wait a second. Why do you have to say that he can't tell his friend? Why is his friend any different than him? Just like he can't, his friend can't. Which Taysa asks, if you're going to say, Taysa asks us to take a second look. It says, wait a second, but Nehemiah maybe say, what's the case the Mishnah was saying? That he can't tell his friend. That is the Amalei that he tells his friend, he tells his friend to hire workers from tomorrow. He's not doing it on Shabbos. And even so, that's what we'd say, you can't tell your friend to do that. So maybe that would be the Chiddush. Unless it says, no, be what you could say is, if that would be the case, then why would we have to say his friend? Even he himself can't say that. Forget about telling someone else. Because he's not allowed to say, Esker Poyim Lamacha, that I'm going to hire workers tomorrow. Because the Ad can only come and read the Mishmol up until this point. We find later on the Gemara tells us, Anamid Beis, we read the Mishmol, says, Motu Lodim Lamim Lechaber, a person can tell his friend, the crowd playing on the Elech Lamacha, I'm going to that city tomorrow. Elim Shom, that's only because the Shem Yeshbug and the Elech, there are these huts, then technically you wouldn't be out of the Tchum, you would be able to go. Halav Achilah, but if not, you're not allowed to even say yourself that you're going to do something that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So, of course, that you wouldn't be able to say that you're going to hire workers tomorrow, and for sure you can't tell your friend, and therefore that wouldn't have been a good option for the Gemara to answer on its question of Malihu, Malichaber. The next says the Masechta begins with the Gemara of Bishu ben Karchi. It's Bishu ben Karchi, which takes the opportunity over to explain who is this Karcha that was the father of Bishua of ben Karcha. Taisa says, yes, my father, now those who want to explain, Rabbi Kiva Karcha, Rabbi Kiva is the father of this Rabbi Shua, called Karcha. Shai Karach, because it was bold. Ketan Perik Basta B'chayz, like we learned in the last Perik, B'chayr, Stav B'chayz, M'nav, Omer Ben Azai, he says, Kol Chach Mi'Yisrael, Dem L'Fonik, Keklibas Hashem, all the sages of the Jewish people are in front of me like the peel of a garlic, like nothing. Chos Ma Karach, except for this bold one, which V'aymer, and he says, Shazal Rebbe Kiva, that was Rebbe Kiva. Now, so this Mepharash wants to say, this is Rebbe Kiva, V'hayle Ben, Shishma Yeshua. So the bold one is Karcha, is Rebbe Kiva, and he had a son, called Yeshua, Kedam Perikam the Shavuos, like the Gemara says in the first Perik of Shavuos, Amalei Yeshua ben Noish, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva. So in the midst of Yeshua ben Karcha, it refers to the son of Rebbe Kiva. So Tosfos says, V'ein Yehu Rebbein Tam, does not seem to be correct according to Rebbein Tam. Because the Mashakor ben Azar, Rebbe Kiva, Kerach, this Rebbe ben Azar, Rebbe Kiva, the bold one, but the Chlus Ba'alma, that was just in a joking way. Ein Lon L'Kreis, the King Kalashah, we should not be calling Rebbe Kiva at all times, his son Rebbe Shua, as Rebbe Shua, the son of the bold one. Because that's in a derogatory fashion. It's not like we find the pasuk by Elisha that it says the young children they called out and they said to him in a degrading way, Ali Karach, go up the bold one, go up the bold one, to Shemayim like you fought, like you teach Eliyahu. In other words, you see that calling boldy is a disgraceful terminology. So to Vamin Namel, come on, the Gemara says later on of Kufman Bezim and Alav, Amalei Hu Tzedukah, Rebbe Shua ben Karcha. Certain sadness he said to Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, Mahocha Lekachino Kamahavla, he was doing a play on his name. From here to boldness, how much is that? He said that he's disgracing him by calling him bold. Again, therefore, that's another reason why it wouldn't make sense for the Kiva is called in the name of Karcha. But more of them, reading the Megillah, Perek Basu, same thing with Megillah, the last Perek of Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Chol Rebbe, is Rebbe Shuman Karcha. Rebbe, Rebbe Yudah Nasi, asked Rebbe Shuman Karcha, this who we're quoting over here, from Teresa Deva Masl, asked him, B'maharech Liyam, B'chulu, with what did you merit to live a long life? So they had all discussion over there. Amalei Rebbe Barchein, Rebbe said to him, bless me. So Amalei Rebbe Shua ben Karcha said to him, Yirotze may be the will, Shetegil Chatziyama, you reach half of my days. Now, it says taste like this. Vi Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, b'nei Rebbe Kiva, if you think to say Rebbe Shua ben Karcha is the son of Rebbe Kiva, not Valkaimlam, we know that the Loinos Rebbe Kiva bas Kalba Savua, Achekibul Olav Lasi Mater. Rebbe Kiva did not merit to marry the daughter of Kalba Savua, who was his wife, until he accepted to learn Torah. Now, Vaz Hayi Ben Mem. At that point, he was 40 years old already. Because the Tanya B'Seif Sifri, like we learned at the end of the Sifri, Mem Shana Shimish Tamid Chacham. For 40 years, he served the Talmud Scholars. Mem Shana Period Nesis Yisrael. For 40 years, he supported the Jewish people. Chol Yamav Kov Chav Shanim. And all his years were 120. So 40 is when he started learning, for 40 years. And then in the last 40, he went and he was a leader of the Jewish people. Now, continues to the proof of Amrin and B'Kiddush and Perek Basu. We've seen Kiddush in the last Perek Davayim, Beis and Beis. Actually, Mr. B'Kiva Nil Rebbe, when Rebbe Kiva was passing on, that's when Rebbe was born. So he says place like this. Even if Rebbe Shua would have been born. In the first year when Rebbe Kiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua, his mother, so they would only be left with 80 years from when Rebbe Kiva in his life till he died. Now, Rebbe Shua, when Rebbe Shua blessed Rebbe, He had to have been at least 140 years old. Why? Because he was blessing him to live half of his years. So if half of his years would be 70, he wouldn't bless him anything less than 70, because a regular person lives 70 years. So that wouldn't be any real type of a bracha. So he had to have been at least 140. So therefore, so Rebbe himself had to have been already 60 years old. Because if we're saying that when Rebbe Kiva passed away, Rebbe was born, and when Rebbe Kiva passed away, Rebbe Shua his son was 80 years, because he was born the year they got married and they had 80 years left. So, and you're saying that when he benched Rebbe, he was 140. So if so, for when Rebbe Kiva passed away until he benched him, was 60 years. Because like we said, Rebbe was born on the day Rebbe Kiva passed away. So, if that would be the case, so all he'd be blessing would be of 10 years. Because if he's 140, he'd be blessing him to reach half of his years. That would be 70 years. He's already 60. What type of a bracha is this to live another 10 years? So therefore, it doesn't seem to be that this was really Rebbe Shua, the son of Rebbe Kiva. If we're saying that for him to be Rebbe Shua ben Karach. But there are another proof that says, forget about that, it doesn't make sense that it was just 10 years. It actually was even not even at all, because actually, Rebbe Shua ben Karach was not born the first year when he married the daughter called Basua, because he didn't even marry her then when he was 40 years old. She only married him after the famous story where he went to live for 12 years and again he came back. And then he went back for another 12 years, which then he had the 24,000 students. So when Rebbe Kiva passed away, where at 120, Rebbe Shua, his son, if you have to detract the 24 years, was only 56 years old. And they were saying that at that time is when Rebbe was born. So Nimtza, it would come out, because Rebbe Shua ben Karach ben Kufman, when Rebbe Shua was 140, Rebbe Yosef Mechatzi Yalam. That means Rebbe was more than already half of his years, because Rebbe was 84 then. So what type of blessing is it to be half of his years, which is 70 years old? No, this Rebbe Shimon Karcha, this Karcha was not Rebbe Kiva, it was someone else called Karcha. But Karcha was Shem Odin, Kamei Karach, just like we have someone, Kairach. So too, this was a person called Karcha. And it has to be, like we mentioned, that he was born much before Rebbe Shua, the son of Rebbe Kiva. That's Mipi Rabbi. Next says, Master, the beginning was the Gemara. I'm Odin Machaber, a person tells his friend, Hanir Shatamidi Milarev, let's see if you're going to be here with me tonight, this evening. Chayes come to explain that there's no difference between a Jew or a non-Jew, because they're saying that a person is allowed to go ahead and do this type of a remez. He's not saying it straight out. Oh, let's see if you're going to be here tonight, which is the meta message is that he's going to be there working with him. But says Chayes, Yeshem, and those who want to say the dafka lechaver, that this is specifically to his friend, he's allowed to say this. Abul nachri asim, but for non-Jew be forbidden. Why? The fishu oisel dasay samirka. The non-Jew is going to do it based on the words that you're telling him. That's going to be like a mirla nachri, which Chayes says vein that does not seem to be correct. Because the sharina lehalcha, why are we permitting it to tell it to your friend? Shum the dibur asav here mutter, because only saying it straight out is forbidden to talk about business. But thinking, which they're both only thinking, is permitted. Nimkein lishn a nachri lishn leisol, and therefore wouldn't make a difference if it's a Jew or a non-Jew. That's mipi rabbi. That's from my teacher. Tinek says matzah to begin with the gemara, but dibur meyasa is speech really forbidden. Which says explain what the gemara's question is, that you shouldn't say that it's forbidden in a Torah. Because the Gemara is saying that you now speak about business on Shabbos. The Gemara says, wait a second, we have all these cases that you see a lot of talk about business on Shabbos. Today's explaining what the Gemara's intention is. Pirish, in other words, is it really forbidden min HaTorah biblically? Because the Hamad HaShurin, the Dibishal Mitzvah, and the fact that we say that you're allowed to speak about business matters related to Mitzvah, Machlal Dem, the Reis HaShari, obviously biblically it's permitted. Because if biblically it would be forbidden, then they wouldn't permit it even L'Tzarech Mitzvah. If it's rabbinic, then we can understand why they would permit L'Tzarech Mitzvah. And that was the Gemara's question. You're allowed to set aside charity amounts for the poor on Shabbos. So you complain, why didn't we prove this from the opinion of Basil? Because the Gemara is proving that you're allowed to talk about Dibur Shel Mitzvah regarding business from Rebbe Lazar, as a Tosfos in the Maskil quote. So Tosfos asks Batim, if you're going to say, Matzach L'Asu Yaha, what do you have to bring this teaching of Rebbe Lazar? Have L'Asu inside the Basil, we can bring a Tosefta in Perek Yizayin, the Tanya that we learn in Pesach and Tzedakah. You know, go ahead, says the first opinion, to set aside amounts of charity after Lehesi Yasma, you send even to marry off an orphan or an orphan girl. The aim is Shatamat and Nikisaris, but you can't be business with Shadokah, but the girl to get them married, the Rebbe Shammai, or be Silma Timisil permits. So you see that you're allowed to be Pesachin Tzedakah from the Tana Besil. That's the Tzedakah, what you have to say is the Nichle, the Suyim Mils Rebbe Lazar, they wanted to bring this teaching of Rebbe Lazar, because the Mahasim Lab Shamin and Pesachat Tzedakah, and they would not have known definitively that you're allowed to set aside charity for the poor, because the Leshar Besil Lehesi Yasma Yisem, we would not know necessarily that Beis Hillel disagreeing with Bisham's whole statement. Maybe they're only disagreeing on what he said, Vafila Yosem Yisema. And that Beis Hillel says, no, on the Yosem Yisema, that that's going to be permitted. But regarding placing Togel Nim, we do not know. Rabbi Lazar says explicitly, and therefore we bring it from Rabbi Lazar to show that one is allowed to go ahead and set aside amounts for charity on Shabbos.